2020 Mazda CX-9 is designed to elevate every moment with a sophisticated SUV experience. Stunningly crafted with three-row seating, including second-row captain's chairs. Book a test drive at Mazda.ca.
This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Good morning and welcome, or good afternoon if that's where you are. I'm Suze, and it is my absolute joy and pleasure to be with you for the next hour where we talk about your big three. So that's today's topic. The month of August, we're talking about manifesting. August is the eighth month of the year. Eight is the number of abundance. August is, in the Northern Hemisphere at least, when harvest is coming in and where there's lots and plenty. You know, for me, this time of year, I always think it's just such a shame that blueberries and peaches and melons and all of the things that I love are all gorgeous. And I can't be hungry enough to eat all of the wonderful abundance that's there. And wouldn't it be nice if in February we could have some of those fresh? And I guess we do have some of that now with, you know, the global marketplace. But anyway, what are your big three? And when I'm talking about the big three, one of the things that I find is interesting is that we speak of manifesting, and people are always saying, well, I'm trying to manifest a car, or I'm trying to manifest a relationship, or I'm trying to manifest. Okay, so let's just start with trying to manifest. You don't try to manifest. You already are manifesting. It's like saying, I'm trying to breathe, or I'm trying to live, I'm trying to be alive. No, you are alive, you are breathing, and you are manifesting. By very virtue of the fact that you're alive, you are manifesting. Every decision that you make sends a notice out to the universe. And you'll say, but I didn't manifest that. Well, not consciously. No, not consciously. And you have to remember there's all the other people on the planet that are also manifesting. So if you're sitting in a neutral energy or a negative energy, their manifestations on a positive side will override. And so, you know, that can happen. You know, people are like, how come? I'm trying to manifest this. It doesn't happen. Well, first of all, stop the trying. Secondly, know you are always manifesting. So I'm going to ask you to just make note of those two points. Stop trying and know you are already always manifesting. And we're going to do a quick repattern around that. The technique that I'm using is belief repatterning. And a technique that I developed and was really honored to have Hay House come up and publish the book, Belief Repatterning, the amazing technique for flipping the switch to positive thoughts. If you're interested in obtaining a copy, it is available through all the usual local suspects. You know, you should be, your local bookstore can order it in easily. It's widely available. It's always available online through Amazon or Chapters, depending what country you're in. And you can always order it from my website. If you order it from my website, suzecasey.com or beliefrepatterning.com, either of those, I'm happy to autograph it for you. So if you just let me know what you want it to say, I'm happy to do that. So trying to manifest is like trying to live. You simply are alive and you are always manifesting. And I understand not necessarily always in the direction of your dreams. So if you've been having some challenges with manifesting and would like some support on repatterning whatever is happening to be kind of making that clouded or not making it as clear as you want, do call in today. The number is 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062. That is a toll-free line that you can call in and manifest yourself a complimentary repatterning session with me on air. Would love to chat with you. So you may are manifesting, but not necessarily in the direction of your dreams. But before you start beating yourself up about this, remember conscious manifestation and unconscious manifestations are two completely different activities. So there's a third point I'd like you to take note of. Conscious manifestation and unconscious manifestation are two completely different activities. Just like conscious living and unconscious living are two completely different activities. And you would look at a friend who is not in a conscious kind of state, that's just kind of wandering through banging against walls, and say, they're just not conscious that they're doing that. And you would cut them a bit of slack. You would go, you know what? It's okay. They're just not realizing what they're doing. Same thing with your manifesting. Recognize that you just weren't being conscious about it. Okay? That manifestation piece is really critical, and to understand that you're always manifesting. I remember a client of mine coming in so excited, and she said, I'm doing it. I'm finally manifesting. And I started to laugh with her, because it's like, you are always manifesting. You just began to manifest consciously. So I'm totally excited to help you and support you in manifesting what you deserve and desire. And let's do a quick repatterning where we walk through and just open up the doors for that to happen. So if you're listening for the first time, when we do repatterning, I suggest that you do it along with me. I'll say the statement, and then I'll ask you to repeat the statement, and I'll say it a second time. I'll try to do it exactly the same way. Sometimes it works, and sometimes I don't get it exactly the same way, but it always works to bring the kind of energy that you want into your life and to move you across the line. So we always start with a forgiveness statement. So let's start here. I forgive myself for believing I need to beat myself up for what I've manifested in the past. I forgive myself for believing I need to beat myself up for what I've manifested in the past. Okay, breathe that in and let it go. Okay, when I say let it go, you let that air go out through your mouth and listen for the monkey. The monkey is just the little voice in your head that's going to give you some feedback. And so it may have said, well, what about when you manifested that illness? Or what about when you manifested that bad relationship? So let's do a forgiveness statement around that. I forgive myself for believing I need to beat myself up around that. And you can fill in illness or bad relationship or debt or whatever it is. I forgive myself for believing I need to beat myself up for manifesting that, and complete that sentence. And then breathe it in and let it go. I give myself permission to recognize I did not manifest it consciously. I give myself permission to recognize I did not manifest it consciously. And breathe that in. And let it go. Okay. I give myself permission to manifest consciously what I really deserve and desire. I give myself permission to manifest consciously what I really deserve and desire. Okay, and breathe that in. And let it go. Okay, so far we've done the first two stages of repatterning. The first one is forgiveness, where you acknowledge what's been going on without owning it or beating yourself up. You just acknowledge it. You go, yeah, I see that. And then you give yourself permission, the second stage, permission to open up to a new possibility. Third stage is choice, and that's at the line. And what we're doing in repatterning is training the subconscious mind to get to the line on its own, so that when life knocks you over a bit or tips you over a bit, as happened to me this morning, I had some information I received, and it just sort of knocked the wind out of my sails a little bit. But very, very quickly, my subconscious mind was repatterning immediately and moving me back over to a place of solid confidence and trust and faith and belief that it is all perfect and things are all conspiring on my behalf. It takes a little bit of training, because when you're in the pit, trying to remember consciously to do it is hard. Okay, it's hard. But if you train, and when you train your subconscious mind to do it for you, it becomes very easy. And I was with a friend, and she watched me transform right in front of her eyes. I was very hurt, very upset, very ready to bolt, run, just get me out of here. And within, you know, under 5 minutes, I was back on track. And that was not me doing the statements out loud. It was my subconscious mind doing them for me. I was very aware that my subconscious mind had just taken over and was just processing it through for me. So that's the beauty of the repatterning technique. You train it consciously, and then it becomes subconscious for you.
So let's move to the third stage, which is choice. I choose to manifest consciously from now on. I choose to manifest consciously from now on. And breathe that in. I can manifest unconsciously, or I can manifest consciously. And I choose to manifest consciously. I can manifest unconsciously, or I can manifest consciously. And I choose to manifest consciously. Breathe it in. Okay, well, I can hear some people in the background saying, but wait a minute, Suze, you just said I'm training my mind so it can do it at the subconscious level. It can do it when I'm not being conscious of it. Absolutely. Absolutely. And the way that you get that happening is by doing it consciously. So I'm not discussing here manifesting things. I'm talking about manifesting a state of being, because that's really all that we can do. Detach from the specifics of the thing that you want and manifest in the direction of your dreams. That's all that you can do, is the direction of your dreams. Then all of the delight can happen. The magic of the universe, as Mike Dooley says, opens up. And you will find that those things, those material things that you want and desire, will show up, and they will show up in amazing ways and maybe better than what you were imagining. There's absolutely a place for imagining the details, and what you really want to manifest is the feelings. And so the topic for today is your big three. So what are your big three that you're manifesting? And I can tell you that it isn't the bank account or the relationship or the perfect house or the perfect car. That's not your big three. What your big three is how will you feel when those things are in place? And the reason that you want to manifest in the direction of your dreams with your big three, and I pick three just because it's a great number, you know, it's just a nice number. It's the first number of abundance in numerology. It's a nicely, it's got a nice, you know, three possibilities. I'd like to get three quotes on that. You know, if you want to get into the religious significance, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, the triad, the Trinity, there's lots of concepts of threes that have been passed along throughout history of mankind. And so I just decided to go for the big three. And for years and years, my big three were joy, unconditional love, and peace. Those were the big three things that I was manifesting in my life. And I did that for a long time. And one day, all of a sudden, I went, oh, wait a minute. I got to take the unconditional piece out of there, because unconditional ties me back to the other side of the line, ties me into that place that I don't want to be, that part that's not working. And so I then changed my big three to peace, love, joy. And I trained my subconscious mind that whenever I would see a grouping of three, that it would automatically go to peace, love, and joy. Now, really interestingly, in the last, I'm going to say week or so, all of a sudden I realized it's not really peace that I'm wanting as my big three, as part of my big three. It's harmony. Because for me, peace meant that I often did things to create peace, but I was not necessarily in harmony with them, but I was okay with it because it was peaceful. And now it's like, no, harmony, because for me, harmony has more of a give and take, more of a flow back and forth. And I realized that when I was creating peace, I can create peace and I can manifest peace. And what I really want, though, is peaceful flow back and forth. And for me, that word is harmony. So I switched it up, just like years ago, I switched from unconditional love to love. So please know that you can have whatever big three you want. It's very, very easy for you to decide what are the big three that I want and go for it. And if you decide along the way you want to change up your big three, you can. You can change your big three anytime you desire. So let's go continue with our repatterning. We got to the place of choice and choosing to manifest in a conscious way. I'm free to name the big three that I'm going for. I'm free to name the big three that I'm going for. Now, please understand that these need to be states of being that you're manifesting, not specific things, places, or people. You cannot manifest specific things, places, or people. And this is where I see time after time after time clients getting hung up. So I'm going to ask you to jot down a phrase. And this is one that's always supported me. It's this or something better. So you use the specifics to get you excited about things, and you know that it's this or something better. Okay, this or something better. When I purchased the home that I live in now, there was some challenges with the real estate deal going back and forth. And my realtor kept saying, "You're so calm. How can you be so calm through this?" And I said, "Because I know that it's this or something better." She said to me, "I don't know that we can find something better than what we found. I think we've hit it." And I said, "Well, then it'll be this, because I'm allowing this or something better. I'm open to the magic. I'm open to the possibility. I'm open to something I had never even dreamt was possible." And so allowing for that, but I knew that where I was going to be peaceful, it was going to be loving, and it was going to bring joy. That wherever I was, wherever I made my home, that those three things were going to be present. And what I discovered in living here is that it's not just peace for me, it's harmony. So my big three again, joy, harmony, and love. And so when I see things in a grouping of three, I just see them as that. And so in the newsletter this week, sent a picture of fireworks that I was witness to at the Global Fest this week in Calgary. And when those three went up, my subconscious mind just puts my big three in there. So when I saw those fireworks, my mind imprinted on those joy, harmony, love. And it was interesting because I took the picture, and then when I was looking for a picture for this week's message, I looked on my phone and I went, "Oh, there's those three." Was I conscious of it when I was at the park watching the fireworks? No, I wasn't conscious of it, but I was certainly in a state of harmony and joy and love. I was there with good friends. I was in harmony with the people around me. I was enjoying my day. It was a perfect, perfect way to spend a summer evening. So I imprinted on that three. So whenever I see three, so I'm driving, I see a license plate 333, my subconscious mind is going to go big three, harmony, joy, and love. I'm really interested in hearing what your big three are. We're going to take a break here. I'd like you to jot those down and give me a shout after the break at 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062. If you've got a question about something else, I'm totally happy to entertain that as well, because we'll tie it back to your big three and how you manifest. I'm looking forward to meeting with you after the break. Take care. I'm Suze. Be back in two. Are you ready to integrate belief repatterning into your everyday way of being? Discover effective ways to flip your switch between your own inner critic and inner coach. Changing your thoughts changes your behavior and creates the outcomes you desire personally, professionally, physically, and spiritually. Join me for the teleseminar. Over 3 weeks, you'll receive focused, individualized coached practice time, and we'll walk through the book. I'll support you with more practical suggestions. Your $99 investment also gives you access to our learning center and recordings of all the calls. For upcoming dates and to register, visit beliefrepatterning.com. That's belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, repatterning, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com, or call 403-286-9380. Learn how your inner thoughts and self-talk affects your behavior, your energy, and the energy of others. You can and will repattern anything you choose.
My gran used to say, "A penny for your thoughts," and you know that a mindful daily practice is effective, but who has the time? What if there was a simple, practical, and profound way to focus your subconscious mind? 365 Repattern is an app that sends you a focus word and a positive thought every day, 365 days. Based on my book, Belief Repatterning, The Amazing Technique for Flipping the Switch to Positive Thoughts, 365 Repattern, you can get it at your app store, Android or iPhone. Your thoughts are worth it, and I'm Suze Casey reminding you. You've learned it, now live it. You've read the books and studied the theories, but the practical application is hanging you up. Are you tired of beating yourself up for not living what you know to be true? This is Suze Casey, and I invite you to integrate your learning through easy-to-practice exercise found in my book, Belief Repatterning, The Amazing Technique for Flipping the Switch to Positive Thought. It's available through hayhouse.com or your local bookstore.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hi, and welcome back. So I'm hoping that you're doing some thinking about what those big three are for you, because those big three will just guide you and allow you to focus your energy and to focus your mind in the direction of your dreams. I'm very excited to welcome to the show Diane, who's called in from Edmonton. Welcome, Diane. You've been on the show before. What's on your mind today that I can help you with?
My daughter's wedding is September 7th.
Oh, congratulations. That's exciting.
Yes, it is. And because of my circumstances, I've been using my credit card to, you know, buy things. And I put my motel room on the credit card. And I get anxious over the expenses. And I just want to enjoy the wedding and know that, you know, all this, like with my health issues, I'm on a limited income. So I just want to know that, you know, this will all flow. And so I put down my three words, love, excitement, and harmony.
All right.
So I love that harmony word. I've been hearing that word myself, kind of, and I liked it when you were talking about it.
Yeah, and isn't
just
it funny?
The flow of the relatives as well, like the interactions of people, and mm-hmm. I'd love it all to be harmonious. And,
it's funny. Your big three, if people are kind of searching around for them, they'll be right in front of you. You will, you know, in the book I talk about having words all over my house, and love was like everywhere. It was like, okay, that's obviously a big three for me. Harmony, I'm very involved in music. And so it was like, okay, it's actually harmony for me. And there's no right or wrong answers. And if you pick something and you want something different, that's fine. But let's move you towards that place of love, excitement, and harmony. And we're not going to wait till September the 7th to do it, but, that's really what you want for your daughter as well.
Mm-hmm.
That. So what I heard were two things. I heard that you were anxious about the credit card and the money. Mm. And I heard you say my health issues.
Mm.
Okay. Because of my health issues. Okay. So I would encourage you, Diane, to only put the word my in front of things that you really want to hang on to. Now you want to, you know, my good health would be fine, but my health issues, not so good. Okay.
Okay.
So because you are always manifesting. So when you say my health issues, every cell in your body goes, oh, those issues, we got to keep them running. Okay?
Right.
Okay, so let's do a little quick thing around that, and then we're going to come back to the anxious piece. Before we do that, though, what is the opposite of those health issues for you? Is it your body being in harmony?
I think it's my body feeling strong and vibrant.
Okay, so strong and vibrant. And so writing those down on the right-hand side of the page.
Maybe the word would be energetic is the one I... Energetic. Okay. Strong and energetic.
All right, strong and energetic. Let's go there. So I forgive myself for believing that the health issues that I've been challenged with are my reality forever. I forgive myself for believing.
I forgive myself for believing that the health issues that I am challenged with are forever.
Okay, that I have been challenged with, not that I am challenged with.
That I have been challenged with are forever. I forgive myself for believing.
Good, breathe that in.
The health issues, yes.
So you see, I wanted you to put that in past tense, that I have been challenged with, like up until this moment.
Okay. Because again, I am very powerful. My very powerful brings it right to present. But as soon as you say that I have been challenged with, the body goes, oh, you've put it on notice and going, okay, maybe we're changing something. And every little cell is waiting for the next piece of instruction. Okay.
Okay.
I forgive myself for believing that it's challenging to be energetic and strong.
I forgive myself for believing that it's challenging to be energetic and strong.
And breathe that in. And let it go. So if you look at the big three that you're manifesting toward, love, excitement, and harmony, where does energetic and strong fit?
Harmony.
Okay. I give myself permission to manifest harmony in my physical body with strength and energy.
I give myself permission to manifest harmony in my body with strength and energy.
I'm grateful for the strength and energy my body currently has. It creates a level of harmony.
I am grateful for the energy and strength that my body currently has.
It creates a level of harmony.
Level of harmony.
And I'm interested in increasing that level of harmony.
And I'm interested in increasing that level of harmony.
Okay, does that feel okay?
I got these tears.
Mm-hmm. Are they tears of pushback?
It says that I hate myself.
Okay, so how does hating yourself fit into manifesting love, excitement, and harmony?
I'm not taking care of myself, eating right.
Okay, so when you know, and we often beat ourselves up, you know, I'm not doing that, I'm not doing that, and I'm not doing that. But if you put it under your big three, I'm ready to create harmony with the choices I make in my eating.
I'm ready to create harmony with the choices I'm make in my eating.
Okay. Breathe that in, and what does the monkey say?
I would like that.
Okay, good. I'm strong and energetic enough to make an excellent choice about my food for the rest of the day, or my next meal, or what I'm eating in the next hour. Wherever, do you have enough strength and energy to make a great choice?
Yes.
And don't say in everything from now on, forever and ever, because you know that you're not, I mean, you know that that bowl of popcorn is going to yell your name, or that beer is going to call for you, or that chocolate donut, whatever your thing is going to call you at some point in time. And it's okay. It's going to call you. But the next choice that you're making is a strong one that allows for the body to be energetic. Would that be okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So whatever have you got something in mind that you could do?
Yes.
Okay, because honestly, lettuce leaves are not going to help you be strong and energetic. Okay, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with lettuce leaves, but if you're looking at strong and energetic, you're going to need something that your body goes, yes, that does provide strength and energy for me. So it might be, you know, what are you thinking about?
I was thinking about this, smoothie with carrots in it and walnuts.
Okay. Great. Okay. So your body's going to go, okay, walnuts, carrots, got it. That provides strength and energy. Okay.
Yes.
So are you thinking about the smoothie, or are you committed to it?
I'm committed to making this. Yes.
Okay. And when are you committed to this?
After my phone call.
Okay. So I am committed to strong and energetic choices.
I am committed to strong and energetic choices.
Okay, breathe that in. I create that with a smoothie.
I create that with a smoothie.
And when I drink that, it creates harmony, strength, and energy in my body.
And when I create that, it creates harmony and strength and energy in my body.
Good. Breathe that in. It would also be evidence of loving myself.
It would also be evidence of loving myself.
Breathe that in. Okay. Now, the thing about beliefs is that all of the emotions that are tied in are varied, right? And I often talk about the sort of different little things that are tying it in, like different guide wires on a tent. And so we've got a whole bunch of things at play here. I'm ready to manifest harmony, energy, and strength in my body.
I am ready to manifest harmony, energy, and strength in my body.
And I do it specifically with that smoothie.
And I do it specifically with that smoothie.
In the next hour.
In the next hour.
Breathe it in and tell me what your monkey says.
It's about time.
Okay. I forgive myself for believing I need to beat myself up on this. It's the perfect time. Now.
I forgive myself for believing that I have to beat myself up over this. It is the perfect time.
Now.
Now.
For me to create harmony in my body.
For me, now is the time for me to create harmony in my body.
Okay, because if harmony is one of your big three and you've been practicing that consciously, you know, this is harmony, that's what harmony looks like, I'm creating harmony, I like harmony, you know, play some music with people singing in six-part harmony, whatever, eight-part, doesn't matter, right? You just get lots and lots of specific examples. That's what's going to drive the manifestation to create more harmony. So instead of doing the, oh, I should have a smoothie that's healthy for me, it's like, I'm creating harmony, which is like way more fun than I should do this. Okay?
Yeah, definitely.
I know how to make strong and energetic decisions that create harmony in my body.
I know how to create strong and harmonious. Sorry, I lost it.
It's okay. It's okay. And this is what happens. And for those of you who are listening, Diane's an intelligent person. It's simply she doesn't have a pathway for this. And so without a neural pathway, the mind kind of goes, I've lost it. So I know how to make strong and energetic decisions.
I know how to make strong and energetic decisions.
That create harmony in my body.
That create harmony in my body.
Good. Breathe that in. Monkey arguing? Or monkey okay?
Monkey's okay right now.
Okay, so the inner coach is kind of just sitting there watching. So we want to give the inner coach some support. So what is a decision that you've made recently that was a strong and energetic decision that's creating harmony for you?
I'm going to a healing circle.
Okay.
And I wasn't sure about doing another group, but it's kind of a different one.
I made a strong and energetic decision to go to the healing circle.
I made a strong and energetic decision to go to the healing circle.
Breathe that in. That's creating more harmony.
That's creating more harmony.
Breathe that in. I let go of the uncertainty that steals harmony, and I'm manifesting harmony.
I let go of the
indecision. No, the indecision, because you were saying I wasn't really sure. So you're going to let go of the I wasn't really sure part, okay? I let go of the indecision. I'm creating harmony.
I'm creating harmony.
With strong and energetic. Keep going.
I let go of the indecision. I let go of the indecision. I am creating harmony with energetic energy.
Okay, breathe that in. People are listening and going, energetic energy, doesn't matter. You felt what changed in your body when you said it, right?
Yeah.
And it's about getting your body into the energetic vibration of what you want to manifest. Mm-hmm. And that's where the specifics come in, okay? The specifics are not, I want everybody to behave nicely at my daughter's wedding. The specifics are, I create harmony this way, and this way. And I'm creating harmony. And that's what you're bringing to the wedding, is you're bringing harmony. You bring harmony, other people will rise up to that place of harmony.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't, it's okay because you'll stay in a place of harmony. But only if you've done your practice ahead of time. You can't just like walk into a stressful situation and expect the big three to show up.
Right.
Okay, so you practice them when things are good or when things are neutral, and you practice them in your day-to-day thing. And then when something big shows up and knocks the winds out of your sail, and hopefully that won't happen for you on your daughter's wedding, but it will at some point because it always does. Hmm. And, you know, like it did for me this morning, and it was like, right, this is an opportunity. And it's interesting because I choose a word for myself every day. You know, the 365 Repattern app does it for people, and I always... Hmm. You know, pay attention to that one. And then I always pick one for myself. And mine today was faith. And so when the thing, you know, that happened in my world today and it shook my faith. And I went, I can either go down that road or I can say, you know what? I create harmony. I create love. I create joy. That's what's in my world. And I have faith that what is happening right here in this moment is leading me towards that. Now, that takes a little bit of training to get yourself to do that, you know?
Definitely.
But interestingly enough, on 365 today, the phrase was open to the truth. And now, I don't write these the day of. I write them ahead of time, and I load them in ahead of time. And then they're random for me as well, which is really lovely. But when I write them, I just say, what will be needed on the 21st of August? And then I... you know, test in and I get the word and then I get the statement and I send that out. So today's is open to truth about who I really am, acknowledging my strengths and using the difficult bits to grow and learn. Now, I could not have known in June on that sunny day when I was writing the words for July and August that I was going to need to know that today. But when I put that together with my faith word that I pulled for myself this morning, there's a pretty strong message that what happened is it's one of these difficult bits and I get to grow and learn and I have faith that that's what's happening. And my mind subconsciously switched me over to that like the flip of a switch. Okay? I'm a no different person than you are, Diane. I have just practiced this consciously so that when I'm subconsciously manifesting, which I'm doing all the time, it's doing it in the right direction because I've said this is the way we're going. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
And so when something comes up that seems to be in exactly the opposite direction of the way that you're going, and please hear me, when that happened to me this morning, I was hurt. It was like somebody had taken a great big fat knife and stuck it into my heart and twisted it. And it was like, I just want to take my toys and go home and go lick my wounds and curl up in the fetal position. And, you know, and yes, this happens to me too. But it happened to me for like 2.5 minutes, maybe three. Yeah. And then my subconscious mind was going, you're taken care of. You have faith. You're open. You're open to the truth about who you really are. Focus on your strengths. You know, and at one point, my girlfriend that was with me said to me, you know, they don't deserve you. And I said, it's not about them deserving me or not deserving me. It's about me recognizing that I am deserving. Mm-hmm. And I'm good with that. Okay. And I moved myself into this truly solid place of harmony, peace, joy, love, gratitude, and my big three are sitting there with me. And there's a few others thrown in. So for you, strength and energy are ones that are leading you towards harmony, and they're also leading you towards loving yourself.
Yes. I like the way they all flow together. I like that they're all connected in that way, and the way you connected them, it just kind of makes like a bondage of them together, sort of like
it's like
not a bondage, but like a
weaving. Maybe would that be a better image for you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And the specific things are just specific things, and they're there. You use the specific details to strengthen your visualization, to give you proof, to give you specific proof. I'm making this smoothie for myself. I'm making this smoothie for myself. Right after I get off this call, I'm doing it because that creates strong energy in my body and helps my body be in harmony. And that's one of my big three. It's harmony. Cool. Loving that. Okay. So there was a couple of other things. The anxiousness about the bill. What's the opposite of anxious?
Pride that I can pay them.
Okay. How do you feel once it's paid?
Fulfilled. Satisfied.
Okay. I can be anxious or I can be fulfilled.
I can be anxious or I can be fulfilled.
I can't be both at the same time.
I can't be both at the same time.
So I'm consciously choosing to be.
I'm consciously choosing to be.
Which one?
Fulfilled.
Good. Breathe it in. I make a list of where I am already fulfilled.
I make a list of where I am already fulfilled.
Okay, so fulfilled in your relationship with your daughter, fulfilled in knowing that you are able to dress yourself and go out, fulfilled in knowing that your health is, you're strong and energetic enough to get yourself to the wedding, fulfilled in knowing that you have a room for you that night, fulfilled in knowing that the money will appear because it has in the past. And here's three examples, okay? That's the conversation. Whenever the anxiousness comes up, it's like, oh, let's focus on fulfilled. And fulfillment, I would suggest, probably creates harmony in your life.
It does.
And you're manifesting?
I'm manifesting harmony.
Good. Isn't that easier than manifesting paying your Visa bill?
Yes.
Okay. Because manifesting paying your Visa bill is tying to a specific thing that you may or may not have control completely over. But you have complete control over having harmony inside of you. And there's no one that can come and take it away. Instances may try, like what happened to me this morning. It may try, but it's not that you don't, that you don't have it. It's that how quickly do I get back to where I want to be? And
yes.
I'm in a deeper place of harmony and joy and love now than I was when I got up this morning, because that incident came along and it didn't test me. It wasn't there to prove to me, but I used it as an opportunity. Like I said, in the 365 repattern today, I use the difficult bit to grow and learn and create more of what I really want, which is harmony, love, joy. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Blessings on you and your daughter for her wedding, and just have a joyous time. Help her remember that this is a very happy day for her, because, we put so much pressure on ourselves and we create stress. And it's like, and help her find what her big three are and do it before the wedding so that you can help her create more of whatever it is that she's wanting to create through that experience. Okay. I really appreciate it.
That's a good idea to kind of talk to her. That,
super.
Although she's really good at doing that herself. Like,
good.
She finds
good joy
and love and excitement in her life very easily.
Nice.
Her and her fiance. So they're really good at that.
Nice. So you can just watch them and drink it in for yourself, and how can you create more of it? And yeah, I mean, it's really fun when you play in the manifesting of what you have complete and total control over, and that is your thoughts and your feelings.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks so much
for
calling in, Diane. I really appreciate it. We're going to go to a short break. And while we're on that break, I'm going to encourage people who are listening to just think about some specific things in your life, specific instances, specific experiences that have contributed to creating those big three in your life. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. You can call in on 877-230-3062. I'm Suze, and we'll be back in two.
Casey, and I'm passionate about helping people flip the switch to positive thoughts. And through belief repatterning, I'll support you. I invite you to sign up for my newsletter on suzecasey.com. That's SUZECASEY.com. You can also order an autographed copy of Belief Repatterning, find out about individualized coaching with me, or join one of my online courses. Know you can and will repattern anything you choose. suzecasey.com.
If you spoke to your friends the way you speak to yourself, how many friends would you have? Most of us are very aware of the damage the words of others do to our perception of ourselves. But what we aren't as aware of is the severity of the damage we do to ourselves with the insistent chatter of our inner critic. More than the words of others, it is our own self-talk that determines our outcomes, whether success or stuck, in all areas of our lives. I'm Suze Casey, encouraging you to move through that old limiting self-talk with a one-on-one session. You'll find all our licensed practitioners on beliefrepatterning.com. That's belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, repatterning, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com. We all offer individual sessions and ongoing coaching programs. Know you can and will repattern anything you choose.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hi, and welcome back, and thanks so much for Diane for phoning in and helping us illustrate how you can take specific situations, places where you are, places that you've been feeling stuck, and actually use them to move you towards your manifestations. So where you are is simply a reflection of where you've been, and it does not necessarily point to what comes next. I saw a really interesting quote when I was at the Y the other day going for my swim, and it said, "The past is a compass whose needle only points to the present." So it doesn't point into the future. It just is to the present. It's the present that determines the future, not your past. So the simplest and most rewarding and quickest way that I know to change the direction of things in your life is to change your mind's way of thinking from analyzing and sifting through what happened and why did it happen and why did it have to happen to me and all of those crazy making questions that we talked about last month, switching the direction of your mind's way of thinking to a complete focus on what you want to create. And remember, it's not about the car or the relationship or the bank account. It's about how you will imagine you will feel when those things arrive. And then the conscious manifesting bit about it is move your body, mind, and spirit into the experience of those feelings right now. Right now, in this very moment. Okay? So, I would love to hear from you and what you're thinking about. Give me some feedback. You can call in on 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062. And meanwhile, I want to just tell you a little bit about a seminar I have coming up. I know that the ad bits we're talking about, the Flip Your Switch, which we've got coming up this weekend in Calgary. There's still space available if people are interested in joining us. We have about 20, 24 people joining us Friday evening from 6 until 9:30. And it's in a location, a beautiful, beautiful home in the Springbank area, just outside the outskirts of Calgary. And looking forward to a really phenomenal weekend helping people flip the switch on Friday night. And then on Saturday, we're doing the Beyond the Basics, where I teach people specifically how to create the patterns that are exactly what they need for them. And the book has general patterns. And on the air, I do general patterns. When I'm working specifically with somebody on air, we're doing specific patterns, and I help you do that. But we did have a question that came in just before the show started with someone that couldn't be on the line. And they're saying, how do I let go of something I really, really, really want? How do I let go of it? Well, here's the thing. Trying to let go of something is really challenging. I get that. Focusing on what you really, really want, take that idea of what it is that you really, really want, whether it's, you know, that specific person or that specific outcome to an event or that specific car, and go to the feeling of what it is that you would have there. Okay? Attach to the feeling of it and then do something that puts yourself in that feeling right now. So if having that bank account be, you know, in positive cash flow and all of your bills paid off, if that would feel for you like relief, I understand that, but we need to up it from relief, because relief still ties down to the downside of the line. And so would you feel solid? Would you feel secure? Would you feel confident? And then, like I suggested with Diane, do something right away that's going to help you feel that way. So if you want to feel confident around your finances, rather than attaching to the, I really need those credit card balances to be paid off, okay, that's attaching to a specific. What you are wanting to do is say, okay, I'm going to create confidence. And then I'll bring that confidence to my finances, but right now I'm going to create confidence, and I'm creating confidence right now. I'm confident that I can tidy up this section of my desk in 5 minutes or less. Set your timer, 5 minutes goes off, and you look at it and you go, look, I tidied that up. I'm confident I can achieve that. And I bring that confidence to my finances. I'm open to that happening. That's how you use the visualization process, and that's how the manifesting happens. So when you've got something that you really, really want, stop trying to let it go. Know you're always manifesting, and when you get into that having to let go, you go into lack, you go into desperation, you go into anxiousness. Opposite of those feelings, abundance, confidence, trust, faith, whatever it is, and then do something in that direction of that. And that's the best way that I know to support you in letting go of what it is that you really, really want, but doesn't seem to be coming to you. Because until you let go of the desperation around it, there's no place for the universe to deliver to you something even better that it has in store, something even more amazing than you could have imagined. I often like to refer to this as the macadamia nut ice cream principle. And that is, if you only know that there's vanilla ice cream, you're really happy with vanilla ice cream. But once you've tasted macadamia nut butterscotch swirl, oh my goodness, now you know there's something better. And the universe always knows what is better and more available for you. So in terms of manifesting, I am offering a seminar coming up in September. And I like to do this seminar. I do it in September and I do it in January. And you're going to think, boy, those are kind of two funny times of the year. But if you think about both of those times of the year, they're both times where new things are happening. September, we're all wired. You know, those of us in the Northern Hemisphere all went back to school in September. So it's a new year full of new promises, new friends, new teachers, new books. And it doesn't matter if you haven't been there for 20, 30, 40 years. The first really, really, you know, foundational time of your life, September was always about going out. You get new clothes, you get new pencils. It's a new start. And then January, of course, that makes sense with New Year's resolutions. So the title of this seminar is This Year Is Going to Be Different, and is in capital letters. This year is going to be different. And I'm holding it over three days, September the 4th, September the 11th, and September the 20th. And those 3 days will then be focusing on walking you through a series of exercises that'll help you move your mind over and to learn to manifest in what I'm calling today the big three, but in that direction of your dreams, that direction of the feeling that you want to create. It will be from 10 to 11:15 Mountain Time, which is noon till 1:15 p.m. Eastern Time, and 9 to 10:15 a.m. Pacific Time. So if you can join us, that would be wonderful. You can register for that on the Belief Repatterning website very easily, and this year is going to be different. Over these calls, you will look at your dreams and goals from a different perspective. You'll clarify what your real goals are. You'll identify the places that you've been hanging yourself up in the past and develop supportive ways of achieving what you desire and manifesting your dreams. So at the end of last week, I created a to-do list that was way longer than even Superwoman and all of her pals could possibly have accomplished over the weekend. And I was feeling very weighed down by it. And then the phone rang, and it was some friends saying, let's go to Global Fest. It's a celebration of diversity and culture culminating in these amazing fireworks display. So I thought about the list I had, and I weighed it against the invitation, and I thought, What's my filter on here? And the big three, joy, love, and harmony, are my filter. And so which is going to create the most joy, love, and harmony? Doing the list or going to Global Fest? Well, I said, yes, I'd love to go to Global Fest. And amazingly, most of the to-do list, thanks for asking, rapidly became my ta-done list. I take that to-do and I go, ta-done, yippee, there it is. So move towards what you're desiring by keeping in mind what it is that you really, 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 really want to manifest. It's been an absolute delight spending today with you, and I look forward to chatting with you again next week where we'll continue to look at manifesting. And next week, the topic will be around manifesting and where the visualization comes into play and what you could actually do to make those things happen more quickly. Because it's like, I get it, I'm manifesting, but I want to manifest it now. So we'll look at the concept of perfect timing. We'll look at the ways that you can keep yourself busy so that you're not getting nuts on the timeline, and how to get that manifesting happening more quickly in your life. It's been my absolute pleasure to be with you today. I'm Suze Casey. If you'd like more information about any of the things that I offer, if I can support you in manifesting the life of your dreams, I would love to hear from you. It's Suze@BeliefRepatterning.com. You can send us an email or give us a shout at the office. All of the details are on my website. And I'll see you next week here on Contact Talk Radio for Flipping the Switch. Take care. Have an awesome week.
The 2020 Mazda CX-9 is designed to elevate every moment with a sophisticated SUV experience. Stunningly crafted with three-row seating, including second-row captain's chairs. Book a test drive at Mazda.ca. The 2020 Mazda CX-9 is designed to elevate every moment with a sophisticated SUV experience. Stunningly crafted with three-row seating, including second-row captain's chairs. Book a test drive at Mazda.ca.